Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 20, 1806. A little geology lesson. Lewis writes that he proceeded up the Marias River through open plains today, the same as yesterday. A great quantity of gravel and blue clay trodden by buffalo renders the travel difficult for the horses, as they are getting sore feet. A geological description in Moulton's edition of the journals states this area was formed by late Pleistocene glacial ice, which displaced the Marias River southward from its preglacial course. The displaced Marias then cut a new valley in older glacial till and into shale of the Colorado group. This downcutting produced a more rugged topography here than it did farther to the east. The gravel is both glacial outwash and cobbles that were left behind when the finer-grained portion of the till eroded. Lewis's purpose in exploring the Marias River is to establish the northern boundary of the Louisiana Purchase, which was defined as the northernmost reaches of the Missouri River drainage. He was still hoping that the Marias would provide Americans with access to the Saskatchewan River country and its fur trade. On July 22, Lewis writes that he has lost all hope that the boundary will provide this access. Meanwhile, back on the Yellowstone, Clark and his men are still looking for trees large enough to make canoes.
I directed Sergeant Pryor and Shields, each of them good judges of timber, to proceed on down the river 6 or 8 miles and examine the bottom, if any larger trees than those near which we are encamped can be found, and return before 12 o'clock. I also sent 2 men in search of wood suitable for axe handles. They found some chokecherry, which is the best wood which can be procured in this country. Sergeant Pryor and Shields returned at 11:30 a.m. and informed me that they had proceeded down the timbered bottoms of the river for about 12 miles without finding a tree better than those near my camp. I determined to have 2 canoes made out of the largest of those trees and lash them together, which will cause them to be sturdy and fully sufficient to take my small party and self with what little baggage we have down the river. Had handles put in the 3 axes, and after sharpening them with a file, felled the 2 trees which I intended for the 2 canoes. Those trees appeared tolerably sound and will make canoes 28 feet in length and about 16 or 18 inches deep, and from 16 to 24 inches wide. The men with the 3 axes set in and worked until dark. Captain William Clark, July 20, 1806.
The horses had sore feet, and Clark decided to let them rest and graze for a few days. During that time, in addition to working on the canoes, the men busied themselves making clothes from dressed skins. Tomorrow, Camp Disappointment.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.